The University of Ulster Students' Union McGee campus has unreservedly apologised on their Facebook page for any offence caused by photographs of students with blackened faces at their Halloween ball event at the weekend. The offending picture was of a group of girls dressed up as the Jamaican characters in Cool Runnings. What do you think? Deeply offensive? No place in modern-day Northern Ireland or political correctness gone mad? The writer Tim Brannigan is with us. Dr. Sean Gav from the Libertarian Alliance is with us too. What's your view on this, Tim?
Majamoy, Stephen. I think I'm just sort of exasperated that this is still going on, and you'll know yourself and Talkback and the BBC have covered these types of issues on many occasions, you know. So, I mean, it was, I think earlier this year, I think it was the Ulster rugby team did something similar, and there were, you know, lots of media coverage and outrage about it. And so I just wonder what was going through the girls' minds when they thought that this might be a good idea, or, you know, do they not follow the media? Do they not see that the sort of endless verticommas race storms about these different outfits that people wear? And I think it reflects poorly on society here in the north, maybe, that instead of things improving as we become more multiracial and become more of a diverse society, it seems that there's a lot of education might need to be done and a lot of changing of attitudes, you know.
So, Sean?
I must admit, it's very difficult to give a coherent comment on this. If somebody were brought forward from 20 years ago and were to listen into some of these stories, he would think the country had gone stark, staring mad. And he's probably right. If you are really offended that some people dressed up as Jamaican characters, and having put the clothes on, I suppose it's best to paint your face black if it's not black already, then you simply have too much time on your hands. This is not an issue. If these people had dressed up in Nazi uniforms and gone around quoting Hitler's speeches, perhaps you might have said it was rather poor taste. But I'm sorry, but dressing up as black characters and painting your face black to be in keeping with it is a non-issue.
But Sean, I don't think that people need to be dressed up as Nazis or quote lines from Hitler to be. Hitler wasn't the only bad person in the world, and he's fairly.
But what have they done wrong?
He's a fairly extreme example. But
no, what?
Well,
have they done
well wrong? What they've done wrong is ignore the sensitivities and the experiences of people who have, like myself, who have a black face, and I can tell you that I don't go to any shops and buy polish or face paint to achieve this look. I was born this way.
Lenny Henry is a black comedian, and he often whites up. There's no outrage about that.
Oh, there's plenty of outrage, you know, and you're speaking to someone who's written articles about the offence.
Well, I'm sorry, you had too much
that Lenny Henry has caused, you know, and the embarrassment he's caused.
No,
the fact that black
Look,
people
I have a white
but too, you know.
I'm not outraged.
I wouldn't imagine you. You're a libertarian, and I'm a.
Listen, no, I'm not just a libertarian. I'm a person.
But Tim, explain to me why it's offensive, Tim, that if someone is dressing up as a black character, that they blacken up their face. Why is that offensive?
Well, being black, it's a life experience. It's part of it's your identity. You know, I'm, as you know, Stephen, I'm an Irish Republican and things, but I will always be identified first and primarily as a black person, and with that comes a lot of baggage. A lot of it has nothing to do with me. A lot of it's to do with the history of European countries and the history of the African continent.
Yeah, but because it's nothing to be ashamed about, obviously, then why is it offensive for someone to blacken their face up? Not if that person is doing that not to mock you, not to say that that black people are in any way inferior. If they are simply dressing up in order to look black, what's wrong with them looking black?
Well, I guess I can understand that people might see it in those terms, Stephen. That
I'll make a comment.
It's a bit of fun, and it's Halloween, and they're dressing up, and you wear uniforms.
But they're trying to look Jamaican.
Yeah, yes, I understand that. But for people who are Jamaican, well, for one thing, they don't look like the people in those photographs do. And the Jamaican experience would be one of slavery, imprisonment, colonialism, being abducted from their home countries, having their culture denigrated over years. And so,
well, why are you saying, Sean? You're not prepared to listen to him. And if he's offended, maybe it's something people like you should be taking on board.
No, if I were to come on air and tell you I regard my white identity as absolutely central to my being, you'd give me a funny look, wouldn't you? Now, the point is, let's go back to Lenny Henry. If he wants to impersonate David Cameron, I imagine that it would be quite useful if he were to paint his face white. And I don't think any reasonable person would be offended by that. I'm sorry, this man is looking for reasons to be offended.
I'm not looking for reasons.
Yes, you are. If the worst you can find...
It's not the worst. It's by no means the worst I can find, and I didn't go out. I didn't seek it out. You know.
Well,
this was portrayed as a.
I'm sorry, but if you are outraged because some people have painted their faces black, there is something wrong with you. I'm sorry.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with me or by the many other people who were offended by it and are offended by racism, but. I don't believe.
Let him finish, Sean.
I don't believe that the students involved, for example, I don't believe that they're, you know, and I haven't met them or anything, but I can't imagine that everyone involved in that or the university, that everyone involved is a big racist. But I do think that there's a high degree of ignorance, and for it to find its way onto Facebook in this day and age, I just find that incredible.
There
are bigger problems facing people of colour and. People from Eastern Europe and all, including white people who come over here and are having their homes attacked. There's an atmosphere now where people can actually sit in East Belfast in lunchtime in broad daylight on deck chairs with banners asking black people to get out of the area. So we have a real problem with race issues over here. And
what has that got to do with some students painting their faces black?
If
all this talk about the enriching effects of diversity means hysterical lunacy about some people dressing up for a laugh, then there is something wrong with diversity. You really should get a stiff upper lip and pull yourself together.
Well, you're British, Sean. I don't do the whole stiff upper lip thing. I just try to deal with people rationally. And while I appreciate that this may not be the biggest issue facing people in the North at the moment,
I'm glad you agree with that.
This happens to be an item for discussion, and all I'm doing is saying that I would just appeal to the students to reflect on what they did, and as I would have asked the Ulster rugby team members and lots of other things that happen here in Britain or in America. You know, I follow race stories around the world and see how people deal with them. And for white people to get annoyed because... and Halloween is essentially... A white festival in which they think it's okay to, in America, they dress up as Native Americans and call themselves Red Indians and all of that and cause offence year after year. And all I'm asking for is that people in the North sort of start to think about how they're perceived. You know,
okay.
People were 100 people from Romania had to flee this country about 5 years ago because they feared for their safety.
Okay.
What's that got to do with blacking up?
All right. Tim, thank you. Sean, thank you for your time this morning. We'll get your reaction.